Back when we in high school.
Speaking of glory days, I watched Happy Gilmore 2 last night on Netflix.
Good or did you like it or no? Somebody was ripping it.
Yeah, I was trying to like it. You know, I was trying to like it, and it was difficult to through. Difficult, you know. Local boy Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore, of course, one of the great comic sports movies, and this one didn't do it for me, though.
Speaking of entertainment, I got to bring this up, like, to all men out there, all men. Don't care what your background is. Don't care how much money you have. I really don't. But if you decide you're going to go to a concert, go with your girlfriend or your wife. You cannot be that stupid. You deserve to be fired if you get caught at a Coldplay or any concert. And they go and they show that little, you know, hug and kissing and stuff. I don't care where you're sitting. If you're one of 50, 55, 60,000 at a concert, you deserve to be fired if you get caught.
Well, if you're in a suite especially, you think they tried to get messy last night, or they knew that was his wife, and they put him up on the screen, right? It would have been funny if they had recreated.
You know, that's a great question.
It would have been funny if they recreated the CEO slinking away in separation, just as for pure comedy. But they didn't. They just stayed on the screen.
That's a great question. Did somebody check ahead of time with somebody up there with Messi and his wife? Because they did go to Messi, and now everybody's been talking about the Coldplay after what happened at Foxborough. But that guy truly deserves, and being in HR, she deserves, whether they resigned or...
Well, they got it. Whether they deserved it or not, they got it. Both resigned. I'm sure the divorce
First
lawyers
of all,
are moving in.
If there's two people that need to be squeaky clean, it's a CEO of a company and head of HR that sets all the rules and shows all the videos and has meetings to go over things and take the complaints when somebody plays a little grab ass at work. Or a little too flirty, or walk somebody and doesn't let up on that. Please go out with me one time.
So good thing Messi was with his wife is what you're saying, right?
I was going to get back to that, yeah. Poor Dave's going, how far are you going?
I don't even know where to go with this sometimes with you, Joe.
Just, oh, God. You never hear about a sleazy HR person. you'll hear maybe a sales rep or something maybe, but head HR?
Head of HR. That was the greatest. The CEO and head of HR in the same company. How many rules were they breaking?
I got to tell you, I did something. When NBC first came out and they called, and it was a mandatory meeting, and you had to go to one of the three according to what your hours were, and had us in. And so I had somebody at the time, General Electric, on NBC. So it's like the big people from New York came down, and they put together this video with actors and actresses on the video. So, and I was a little wild and a little nutty at that time. You're not going to be surprised by what I'm about ready to tell you. So I'm sitting in there, and we're all sitting around. And the guy goes, okay, we're going to show you some situations, and we want to know why would they do this? The guy stands up. We want to, is this appropriate or not? So they show the first video, and the guy meets her out at the car and goes, hey, got time, you want to go have a drink? She goes, no, I really, really need to get home. Well, you look really good. And you sure you don't, come on, just one drink, come on. No, I've told you before, I really don't want to. I have to get home, and my daughter is at home, and my husband, I told, come on, one drink, come on. We're going to talk about, you know, your future and stuff, and I think they got big plans for you here. So he stopped the video, turned the light on years ago. So what do you think? So I raised my hand and go, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I, you know, So another guy's walking by and he goes, God, you look so hot in that dress. So he stopped the video. Hey, what'd you think? I go, man, what a compliment. What a compliment to give that girl. Like his stuff was.
It sounds
just
like you walking up and down the halls here, Joe.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
So I was like.
But you're laughing when you do it here.
So the guy's just, he's had it. So the guy's, you know, no. You know, again, no. You know, you can't do that. Well, most of the girls I work with, they like a compliment about, you know, that you noticed.
HR hasn't called you in here yet?
No. I don't follow anybody their damn car begging. No, I'm not. Anyway, I was just.
I just had to do a training, but it was for computer viruses. I haven't had to do the sexual harassment or training. You know, you get the videos that you have to.
I haven't had the videos like that with the actors and actresses out in New York, where they get a handful of people and they set up stuff and stage it, and you know, I guess common. They're probably common things that
companies have to do
to deal with.
Yeah.
And so anyway, and then if the boss, they gave the boss one about, hey, I could really need your help tonight. If you can stay late, I'd appreciate it. And I want to talk about your future with our company. You got a great future. And, you know, and then they stopped the video.
Joe's all good with it. This was probably like the early 90s.
Yeah, they stopped. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen one of those videos for a long time. And for all the HR people out there, I mean,
all the HR people up on Coldplay Jumbotrons.
Man, that guy.
She's going to have trouble getting an HR job somewhere.
Yeah, trouble getting a job.
Not to mention what the CEO, you know, what running a company is worth. He's worth $1.2 billion, they said.
He is, or the company?
No, he is. He was worth $1.2 billion. Yeah. He was. He's half that now.
Yeah, he's half. By the way, you still have to ask
maybe
yourself.
Maybe 60-40. Maybe he gets 40.
Of all the things you could have done, not that I would know, but places and things you could do privately.
Do you like Coldplay that much?
No.
Is that important to their...
No, that's a Woody thing. Woody. Now, listen, people do like,
I like Coldplay. I like Coldplay. But not going to be on the Jumbotron.
No,
anyways, Messi passed the test. That's the bottom line.
Good move. Good move. They tried
husband,
it.
Husband, wife. And,
but I'm guessing... Somebody must have given him a heads up. Hey, we're going to put Messi. He's a star. He's, you know, by the way, had a game off, so he had some extra time.
It was definitely planned because Coldplay knew it was coming because they had a song they were singing to him while he was doing it, kind of like an off, you know, just an acapella song.
So there was no ambush.
What was the song they sang to Messi? Do you know?
It was just an acapella, like, made up little song for him.
Oh, I thought they did something like, what do you do when you have a game off?
Viva la vida. What do you, right? I mean,
you would know.
Yeah. What do you have when a game off? I saw the Moss Brothers.
I
think Jorge came out and ripped
Jorge.
The leg.
It would have been Jorge. He's a fireball. Yeah. A little more than Jose.
Good for him. Ripped the leg for, like, all those people who paid for that game and the Apple TV watchers. They come to watch Messi.
It was a national FS1 game.
It was?
Yeah.
And it was against Cincinnati, who's, you know, a good team. And...
He got no scoring.
He got no scoring.
He got nil-nil.
No Messi, no scoring.
No. But, you heard from the coach. You heard from the ownership. They weren't. By the way, you better have his back.
I get. What do you do if you're the league? What do you do if you're the league? I mean, you're trying to make the All-Star game an event.
I agree.
And I see both sides. Why, you know, you're at 38.
Don't you think the league tried to negotiate something?
Oh, absolutely.
Amount of
just
time.
Just come.
Show up, play. Let us
10 minutes.
Walk out. Play a few minutes.
Send us Jordi Alba, if not Messi.
Yeah.
Send us anybody.
Well, listen, that if you're ownership and like the Moss Brothers are, and you're trying to keep him, and you want to extend him into that new stadium, which is that next year, Dave, or the year after?
I believe it's next year. It is going up.
Oh,
every
Lord.
Time I drive by that thing, it looks like it's
unbelievable.
Closer.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I've seen a lot going to the airport down in Miami. It's Wow, it's going up fast.
And they just signed another one, Rodrigo De Paul from Atletico Madrid. You know, they're an Argentinian.
So how?
I don't know.
All these teams, like some of these teams got like the budget of a half a year of Messi.
They're like an SEC team back in the day. They just keep signing great players.
So I will see the Moss brothers at UM game. They go to University of Miami. They're big fans and boosters, and they've given so much to the University of Miami along with Columbus High School. But I literally like, hey, man, I don't mean to talk business with you now, but like how do you guys get all these guys? They all want to play here. All those guys, this is their number one destination.
They've made it a destination team, the Moss brothers. Okay, hey. And they spent years recruiting Messi.
Messi loves it here, and you will too. Those guys all love it. Whether they're living in Miami, some of those guys still living up in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, they're playing up there. But, yeah.
They'll be moving back down to Miami coming up, though.
Yeah.
So, but that was, you listen to.
I think Coral Gables is next, isn't it, for location? Right. Well, not necessarily. It could be in Miami.
Could be Star Island. Shoot right across 395.
There's only one guy on that team going to move to Star Island. It's the guy we're talking about.
Well.
The Moss family can live wherever they want to, but Messi. David Beckham can live anywhere he wants. But the rest of those players, they ain't going to stay out of Star Island. That ain't going to happen.
Key Biscayne.
Key Biscayne, right? You don't want to go Key Biscayne. That's a pain getting over sometimes. That thing gets crazy. All right. Anyway, yeah. So I heard the Coldplay thing, but they weren't. Hey, that's Messi's wife with him, right?
I'm sure they're checking. They
want to do something.
It happens once; it's an accident. It happens twice, and all of a sudden,
don't
Coldplay,
come back.
Coldplay though has a no camera zone. I hear at their concerts now.
Is that true?
I don't know. That was going around.
Or Joe Rose me. I just thinking made something up. It was good. And I was buying taking the hook. Hey, we got to go to break here. Got a lot of stuff coming up here. Tua was unbelievable on Saturday. Not just throwing the football, but this new guy, man, feeling comfortable. Is this year six for Tua? Does that sound right? Year six coming up? I believe it is.
Yeah, it is year six.
Wow. Man, they've gone by fast. Anyway, he was asked about a lot of things, leadership, the whole relationship with Tyreek. He was asked about going forward. After this team has come up short, how do they get this thing turned around and get back to where they want to get to?
Year six, it was like Ryan Tannehill. You were saying, is this who he is? Or is there another step? And with Tua, does he have another step? And big part, as you mentioned, is health. So we can talk about that.
17 starts, brother. 17 starts. That's where it starts. Baptist Health South Florida, I'll tell you where it starts. It starts with great doctors. Great specialists that they put together to become one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Not here in South Florida, in the country. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country. Come down to see the experience and quality specialists they have put together. Knee, anything to do with the knee. Shoulder. Foot and ankle specialist, hand specialist, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors that know how to get you back out playing the sports that you like to play, team and individual sports every day. And the next time you have a problem, the reason I bring it up, you can go to Baptist Health South Florida. Their sports medicine program truly is one of the best in the country. And we got three great facilities. Got actually a lot of great facilities. But when it comes to injuries and going to see these doctors, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility and the new one in Broward, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. I mean right off of 595. You can't miss the pineapple. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most. Just getting into camp. Full pads tomorrow open up.
We're ready. It's good to have football back, isn't
and,
it?
And then, you know.
UM starts this week.
University of Miami. I believe we're going to be out there this week as well. going down there, with taking a show down there for them. I thought practice Saturday was really good, and it's like people are blasting me. Like I went to practice and I've seen a zillion practices early, and I thought their practice was really, really good on Saturday.
That's what you want. That's what you want to walk away from a Dalton.
And I want to see it wasn't sloppy.
A few plays, few of the guys you have questions about making, and I've seen it. Zach Wilson threw a couple great passes the last practice I was at last Thursday.
So Saturday did the same thing. He had the interception, but here's what happens. I think all the media guys on their way out there right now would agree with this. Everybody's got their favorites. Human nature. You got guys you like. Look at Zach Sealer, great example.
He's easy. Everybody likes Zach Sealer.
Everybody likes Zach Sealer.
Because he likes everybody.
His background, the way he is. But and I just feel like all of a sudden we've got Quinn Ewers, like, oh, he could. And I'm like, I watched Quinn Ewers throw the ball on Saturday, and I watched Zach Wilson throw the ball. And there's a reason. One is a first-round pick, second overall, and the other guy's a seventh-round pick. And you can talk about all the injuries at Texas last year, and, well, he's really hurt. He would have gone a lot higher, and okay. But don't tell me physically and watching some of the throws that Zach Wilson made. And, by the way, Ewers made a nice dropped one in right on the sideline towards our side, and it was nice. I thought the quarterback play was actually really good in the practice, and receiver. I just thought overall, and look, somebody's got to win and lose in practice. So you're like, wow, the offense looked great, defense didn't. But it just went back and forth with a lot of good plays, and you know, you hope you get some good news today on Kader Kohou, who got injured Saturday in a one-on-one drill, and hopefully they get out with that. And I don't know, man. I feel better about this group of guys, whether they got a little knucklehead in them. You know, and that's a knock on Jack Jones or Mike Hilton in the slot, which hopefully he can, you know, stay healthy and play that position the way he's been playing it, because he's been really good. And Kader can move to the outside. But, boy, I'll tell you what, that position, they didn't sign all those guys to come in and add depth. They brought them into play.
Those are the guys you need to see. We're talking about Omar, or we were talking earlier, Tyreek hasn't looked like Tyreek, but you know who Tyreek is. You know how he's going to play come the season. Whereas with the cornerbacks, with a couple of the offensive linemen, you need to see them look good in training camp to feel a little better about this team.
Dave, compared to years past, I've always said this, and we'll say it going to all these practices forever and watching the team, not every practice like the writers do. The greatest year I've ever seen was Tyreek's first year of daily dominance. And I mean running by everybody's brother that got in the way.
From the first practice.
First practice. And just it never. And he's been, compared to that and last year, it's been very quiet. It has been. He had a couple catches.
I'm fine with that. Fine with Tyreek in July and August. You know who some of these guys are, right? You don't need to see, give me another veteran out there. Zach Sealer, you don't need to see him look great in camp. You know who he's going to be. You know who, Austin Jackson, as long as what you're looking from him is health, you know, after 6 years in the league, okay. Or this is a 6 year. Okay, as long as he's healthy, he'll be fine.
We need to get that starting five, and if there's one group that can stay healthy, group, I didn't say individual, Tua gets the individual, but the group that needs to stay healthy is that offensive line. I agree, and I'm not saying some of those other guys can't play, but it would really be nice to be one of the teams that played five, maybe a six guy. I can't remember the last time we played with five guys and maybe had a guy fill in a little bit at guard or a game at center, where you're talking about six guys playing all year, maybe even a seventh a little bit. But you can't get to 8 and 9.
You feel like this team, a lot has to go this team's way, starting with health, at certainly at key positions. offensive line, yeah. cornerback. They've already been hit. Two of the top, I don't know, six guys you would have thought, seven guys coming into training camp and wherever you put Artie Burns. Artie Burns out for the year, and we don't know about Cater. That's going to be a huge, huge injury if it's
– Either way, you're right. Cater is in the prime of his career. I agree. And I think Cater
has
got
good. I mean, he's
flexibility
good.
He to play was, inside or outside.
His role was expanding last year. You know, one of the things is you have more opportunity for all these other guys to show themselves in camp.
Yes. Hey, so Tua was asked a lot of things by NFL Network, if you're just joining us. Had some interesting stuff when he was asked about, hey, team's kind of underachieved the last couple years. What's the key for the Miami Dolphins to get over the top this year?
Well, I think it starts with me. Starts with me not putting myself in situations where I can't be available for this team. And I think in a way it kind of goes from there. If I can stay healthy for our guys, I believe, and I believe the team believes, that I give us the best chance to potentially, you know, go do what we say we want to do. But outside of that, it's the consistency, I think, for our team that has been, man, these guys are good, but then it's too good to be true. Something's about to happen. Boom. Okay, let's say I go down, or let's say something else happens within the team, and then the structure looks messed up, and it's like, oh, now we can't do this, now we can't do that. And so I think it's just the consistency. And a lot of the guys on the team, we hear the noise, you know, we hear all of that, but it's okay. That's okay for everybody to have their opinion about it. Now, what are we going to do about it? That's it. What are we going to do about it?
So, by the way, he was talking about last year when he got hurt. It was bad. The Skyler drop-off from Tua in play, that Seattle game, was a disaster. And then he took
that a was hit. Just a mistake by the front office or Mike McDaniel. But you have to fault Chris Greer for not having a better backup in place. When you have the most vulnerable quarterback situation in the league, you have to have a guy in play.
Yeah.
And I see – you can see it in Zach Wilson, what they're thinking. Now, again, there's a nagging question. Why was he the third-string quarterback in Denver? But you see with his pedigree that he's certainly an upgrade over what they had last year.
It's just real simple. I know Tua doesn't get hurt. I've done this. I've said this so many times. It's like a broken record. Dave, he didn't get hurt on purpose. Usually gets hurt trying to be competitive, keep a play alive. He's going to have some decisions to make. When to go down in the pocket, number one, and not take hits when he sees a free guy come and drop. The hard one to me for Tua is going to be every guy wants to keep the play alive. You get outside the pocket and you see nobody out there. And you take off and run, and you realize it's going to be close for you getting that first down. You can do it, but you can have to take a hit. You know where the first down marker is. Every guy that plays on offense knows where the first down marker is. There's something runs that you know you got a pretty good idea within inches where that thing is. Now you got to make a decision. It looks good if I get it. If I get up, it shows toughness. But do I want to? If I get hit, could also knock me out of a game.
Well, this is why teams didn't want to draft Tua. I mean, this is a scary thing.
Well, he's our guy, though.
But can you win big with a quarterback who can't run, can't ever run?
Well, it's
not can't run, but.
No, it's a nice thing to have, a guy that can get outside.
I mean, everybody compare, not just outside, everybody compare, oh, Drew Brees, look at similar passing stats. That's true, but Drew Brees on third and fourth and short ran for 87 first downs in his career. In other words, a quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins don't have that option. And so, look, I don't fault Tua. I know – I get he's got to be smarter at times, but I don't fault him in a violent game.
Well, it's like a broken record. We've heard this before.
Yes,
like, I got to play smarter. I got to make – you know, and I hear the coach
and the
GM.
Some of he's just got to be a football player too, right?
He's going to be competitive. You know the worst hit he took last year and he didn't get hurt on? Do you remember?
I
the Rams guy intercepts his pass
he
and he went over there and you slow that thing down if you get a chance, because guys run down the sideline, too, is coming over, and he was pissed. He threw, you could tell he's mad. He's competitive. And he got down, and he almost took that leg directly to the helmet.
The knee to the helmet, yeah, it was close.
And he goes, look it, man, I'm just, that's the way I play. It's not going to be a pick six. Not when I can stop it. I'm sorry. And you're going, well, listen, it ended up, he was okay on that play, and they won the game. By the way, it's the biggest win of the year. That was a big game out there, to go out there and beat a Rams team you could argue was two or three best teams in football last year.
Meanwhile, the play did get hurt, the Hamlin hit. That was last year,
yes.
Right, in Buffalo? Here
down
against
here,
Buffalo.
Yeah.
That really wasn't – it wasn't like a huge collision.
No, but he was sitting up too high and too open for a collision with anybody, let alone – because you're right. It wasn't like he smashed him. He didn't. But he wasn't in a good position to take contact. He wasn't
– I mean, and that shows you how vulnerable he is to anything, to almost any hit. And – so I get what he's saying.
You're going to get hit in the game, though, Dave.
I mean, that's
Dave,
the
nobody's going to go, hey, just played 75 plays. I got a clean uniform.
And it's 4-4-0-7. That's how many games he's missed the last. And they need to get as close to that zero as they can.
Yes.
15 starts.
It's funny. Everybody comes in here and says 15.
Because it's a round number. I mean, it's 14 is a little too much. Miss three games, three starts missed.
Well, I got to tell you, if it's concussion, it might be more than two games.
Absolutely.
The league might step in and say, whoever's making the decision, we're getting tired of this. It's bad. We got kids' mothers going, nope, don't want my son playing.
And you know what Tua hasn't been asked yet, which I forgot to ask him, I was going to, that hip injury. How did that heal naturally?
I don't know,
because that sounded like a serious injury.
You know, it's so funny. I think everybody just thinks concussion, and
right,
they forget
yeah.
that the last one was the hip that kept him out from that eighth and ninth guys playing in that Texans game on the offensive line. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got more stuff to get to on a real busy and crazy one. Pads tomorrow for people going out there really start to pick it up, and before you know it, they'll be practicing in Chicago and then Detroit. First time I can remember back-to-back weeks staying on the road the whole time to get some practices in the new NFL, along with so the whole team will play in the practices, and then the young guys will play in the
it's
in the
weird.
Those games.
Those practices are really a lot going on in them. If
yes.
you ever go to those joint practices, as opposed to games have become afterthoughts,
yeah.
and teams don't want their stars playing in them. And
so really all we have is the Jacksonville week down here after at this little this week and next week, and then they're gone, and then you got a few days with Jacksonville down here for practice, and then the game. And then how do the Dolphins treat it? Got the week off. How much time you want to give your guys off before the opener against the Colts? It's a new world out there, man. Got the week off in between. Never had that before till last year.
And, you know, the joint practices, I was thinking that when they had Philadelphia in two years ago, they had back-to-back practices, and they canceled the second one, they said, because players had flu. But I was told Philadelphia GM, the Philadelphia front office and coaches, after seeing how hard there was hitting was going on in the first practice, said, you know, maybe we want to cut it back the second practice.
Yeah.
So the management of these, like you said, the time off, how they practice is really different in today's NFL.
Yeah, and you got to figure out how much work to give them without – bottom line is the number one goal for that Colts game, which is the opener on the road for the Dolphins, you want everybody healthy. Even if they haven't played a lot, you want them healthy to play in that game. So you've got to, but you'd like to get rid of some of the rust too, where they practice enough to.
And you want to. We're talking about new culture with the Dolphins. You want to show them here's the standard of work. You know, here's the I always get back to the Panthers. Paul Maurice says that five toughest practices we're going to have all year are first five.
Though. I wish you stopped with that.
Why is that a perfect
example?
Paul
Maurice and me to death with this Panthers thing.
That's the perfect example. Of course, Paul Maurice is probably doing that his whole career, and he hadn't won until we got around the talent here. But the
I don't think that league has changed the way
Andy Reid. Andy Reid takes the Chiefs, and they still have brutally hard training camp. And that's but they're the outlier right now in the NFL, right?
Well, the Dolphins are going to be with Detroit. Dan Campbell ain't setting it. He's going to get after it. He ain't changing. He go, hey, guys, how do you want to practice over this? How we do it? Is this okay? Is this going to work? All right. Hey, we got to go to break. I do want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Wow, I want to throw some numbers out this morning for you that I've known for a long time. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 36 years ago. 36 years ago. He passed away a couple of years ago, but hey, the same work ethic is still there. 135 trucks, trained and certified technicians, out on the road 7 days a week. Matter of fact, not only that, but I want to let you know, licensed, experienced plumbers. They went out and hired some of the best plumbers in the industry as well. We got a warehouse full of water heaters and air conditioning units. So you need a water heater. We are the Water Heater Kings of South Florida officially. Nobody's got more water heaters and air conditioning units in stock than Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. It is stuffed with all different sizes. So when you have a problem, our goal every day is same-day installation. That's the goal. We have financing plans also to help you out. And the best damn people working. That's what it's all about. And it has been for a long, long time. Still family-owned and operated. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them over there. Ready to make sure you have a great experience, even on a Saturday or on a Sunday, the next time you have a problem. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. You've seen the billboard, right? 1-888-FIX-MY-AC for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. All right, welcome back, and good morning. Dave Hyde with us all day, Dan Day in the back. Jamie's back here with us, too. Where did Jamie tell us he went to high school? St. Thomas Aquinas? Did he say St. Thomas Aquinas kid?
I went to a Western High School.
Western High School.
Western.
I drive by it every day.
That's your right in your neighborhood, Joe.
Western High School.
Yeah, go Wildcats.
Go Wildcats. It's all starting up, man. I saw the kids walking to practice one day, going over to the to Western High School, to the football field. Hell, they're going to get started. Got five or six real strong teams, and Dade and Broward County will be watching to see. Not looking good for Teddy.
I was going to say, that made me think, really, is there any news on Teddy over the weekend? I haven't heard anything.
Not good. There's some cowards down here that should be supporting them that aren't. But they're trying to play. We got people trying to play both sides of the fence, going, well, what Teddy did, and, you know, looking at the money and how we spent it to help the kids get to and from school and feeding them. Yeah, Teddy's got a lot of inner city kids on his team. And by the way, same thing all the other coaches are doing at all the schools. The only difference is Teddy went on Facebook and said, this is the amount I spent. I could really use some help with the booster club.
What if he just gave the money to the booster club and the booster, and then everything goes through the right channels?
Yes,
and I guess. Everything looks
good. That's a great one.
But it's the same issue.
But he didn't try to hide it. It wasn't like a dirty dealing down there, you know.
Which tells you everybody at the school knew, because he doesn't even think, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this.
So I have heard the support from the AD and principal is not strong. Again, not down there. I got to tell you, they're getting ready to have – the Northwestern's had some great runs, like championship-wise through the years. They have had some great ones. His team last year and this team might be better than last year's, and last year they just destroyed everybody. I told the folks at Central, get ready. Unless that thing gets broken up, That thing, Northwestern.
I'm just wondering, as they come to who's paying for the Uber rides and the meals and all that stuff now?
They go back, hey, well, that's got Teddy, a strong – that area, that Northwestern alumni, strong. It's big. It's strong. So is Central, by the way. Both of our really dominant public schools. Those are it. Those are two most dominant public schools we have. Year in and year out. It's nothing against New Orleans, had their runs and Western, and there's been other schools that have, you know, had championships. Palmetto,
Deerfield Beach has had a couple runs.
Deerfield Beach, I don't want to take it. In the old days, Coach Gray, Dillard had some great runs. There's Coach Frazier at Carroll City High School had that thing rolling. There's been
Southridge.
Southridge, Donnie had that thing. Oh my God, one of the most dominating teams of all time. Beat somebody like 66-7 in the finals, but. These two teams are, they've been ranked up nationally a lot and have had nice runs. They have had nice runs. Of course, Central got in trouble last year for the 19-year-old, right? The guy had run out of time and was playing, and they kicked him out of the playoffs. He never got to play in the playoffs last year. Forfeited all those games.
But that's different than...
No, this is completely different.
This is, you know, helping kids out. I think it should be phrased that way.
So when they think
give them after practice meals in the morning. You know, they come into practice and they need food. I mean that's like compassion, isn't it?
Right? And get them to and from. So the crazy thing about it is, so they're going, well, all we're doing basically is suspending him. We're not affecting the kids. And I'm like, well, why is Teddy paying for doing the right thing? We should want NFL guys. A lot of NFL guys, by the way, a lot of former NFL guys. Former baseball, basketball, there's a whole bunch down here. A lot of baseball guys are coaching down here that played Major League Baseball. They're doing the right thing. And by the way, this stuff, not this going on directly, but I can tell you all the rest of these schools, private and public, they got a really good player and he's hungry and needs a ride, they're going to make sure he gets to school.
And it's not unusual for high school coaches to reach into their pocket for something to help out a kid. You know, whether, again, it's just a meal.
There's one group, unless something's really, really bad that I will never rip, is a high school coach down here for the amount of money they make and have to end up spending for babysitting services, make sure they're eligible, meet with them, go take them home. I'm hungry. I don't have a ride home. Can I get, you know?
Sure. And the larger issue is public schools and funding as it gets cut. I remember in elementary school having to, you know, I bought paper and writing stuff, school supplies for my kids' elementary school. So, and I'm not saying a lot of people did. Because the schools just don't have enough right now.
Right.
And this is what the whole Teddy Bridgewater thing is part of, that large segments of public schools are underfunded.
Well, a lot of people also think that Teddy's team's really good and they weren't.
Well, there they go. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, there's no secret. Teddy's.
Oh, they are really good. They won the state last year.
And everybody's back.
You think they were taking them down before it got in?
No, but you got somebody that's really good, and your complaint, the biggest complaint in this state has been South Florida dominated. They changed the whole seating. The whole thing changed because they won everything down here. Everything from the top to the bottom, they're winning. And it left a lot of the good old boys up north weren't happy. Everybody knows that.
Well, I think Sean.
Problem is, we don't fight enough down here, man. We got some real cowards down here that support that run sports and don't get enough done. I'm not getting any names.
I was going to say, I'm waiting.
I used to be like that. I'm not like that anymore. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got 9. Well, maybe sometimes I'm like that.
We'll get it out of them.
9 o'clock hour is coming up, man. Right now I want to talk about something real serious, man. Men going through highs and lows of life. It happens, man. It happens. Breakups, job stuff, all of a sudden stress has really got you messed up. Anxiety, depression, and maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. Hey, man, we see it all the time. I've been through it. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, they get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors, the best in the business, and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. Most insurance is accepted. So listen, if you need a reset and you're looking around, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud now.